I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Nearly all colon cancers begin as non-cancerous benign polyps, which slowly develop into cancer over time. To talk about regular screening for colon cancer is Dr. Raymond DuBois. He is a leading researcher in the field of colorectal cancer, and he's the dean of the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DuBois, why is age 50 an important time to start screening regularly for colon cancer?
As we age, the cells that line our intestine get mutations. They acquire mutations over time. And by the time you reach 50, there's a set of these that happen that really dramatically increase your risk for getting cancer. So that's why we normally wait until the age of 50.
And some people should be screened before age 50.
Yes, there are people who have genetic mutations that they inherit from their parents that increase their risk of colorectal cancer. There are individuals who have inflammatory bowel disease, which increases their risk at an earlier age. And then there are this young onset colorectal cancer. 1 in 10 diagnoses now are less than 50. And if they have those risk factors, young onset obesity or other things, they may need to get screened earlier.
What's the impact when colon cancer is detected early versus later stage disease?
It's an incredible impact. And if you look at the numbers, it's just remarkable, because if you detect the disease late after it's spread outside the colon to other parts of the body, the 5-year survival is 10% or less. But if you pick it up in the earliest stage, the 5-year survival is over 90%.
And tell us about colon cancer screening. What are the options?
Colon cancer screening has several options, and one, of course, is colonoscopy, and that's what a lot of people in this country get after the age of 50. There's also fecal occult blood testing to see if there's blood in the stool, or fecal immunochemical test. There's a Cologuard test that tests for mutations in the stool. They can send that off to a lab and determine if you have one of the 11 of these markers that they're testing for.
Quite a few different choices for colon cancer screening. What's your bottom line on screening?
My bottom line is any screening is better than no screening, and that is the truth, because they all reduce your risk and mortality. I think most people feel comfortable with colonoscopy because you do the test and you can either take out the polyp or get a biopsy of something if there's a concern, and you don't have to come back and do another test after that.
And regarding colonoscopy as screening for colon cancer, how effective is that?
It's very effective at detecting disease early. If you look at the impact on reducing the incidence with colorectal cancer, a single colonoscopy can reduce the incidence 34%. So that's why a lot of people vote for the colonoscopy. Basically, it just detects the presence of the disease.
And with regards to colon cancer treatment, are there any new treatments that are noteworthy?
There's a lot of excitement in a small subset of patients with colorectal cancer who have this mismatch repair defect, and they respond really well to immunotherapy. So there's a lot of excitement about that. It's been approved by the FDA for that subset. We need to understand why others don't respond as well.
Dr. DuBois, thanks for this information about colon cancer screening.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.